Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm excited about Mary Lou Quinlan being back on the show, too, by the way, folks. Mary Lou is a seasoned marketing expert, internationally recognized for her role in helping companies like yours and mine do a better job of marketing. She's the co-founder of Just Ask a Woman. Her book, which she co-authored, is called What She's Not Telling You, which is welcome to my world, and she's our good friend Mary Lou Quinlan. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Great to be back.
It's good to have you back on the show, Mary Lou. And you know, I was talking to the audience about your title of your company, Just Ask a Woman, and I was telling them that you know, I found in my life that life is so much easier. The world just sort of lays out in front of me. When, you know, without any, you know, no issues, no problems. If whenever I want, whatever I think I should eat or wear or where I should go or what I should say, if I just ask a woman.
And there's a second part to that.
What's that?
Listen to what she says.
Oh, that's where I've been going wrong.
There you go.
See, I thought all this time
It's funny how that part always falls off the table.
I didn't get that. All this time I thought I was doing the right thing by asking. And so now
you're in the right direction, Jim.
Now you want me to listen? Holy mackerel. See, now it's all clear to me. Now, guys, there you go. That's the missing piece of the puzzle. And probably the Holy Grail, right, Mary Lou?
That's right. I'm not even going to go to the third part, which is to actually do what she suggests. You're happy enough just to be listening to
Yeah, it. let's don't push our luck there, Mary Lou.
Let's not.
Hey, let's talk about something that women are the best at.
Okay.
And that's word of mouth. Now, we've all known, those of us who've been in the marketplace for a while, those who are not digital natives, I'm certainly not, and you're probably not quite a digital native, Mary Lou, but anyway, we knew about word of mouth and the impact that it could have on a business. The old story, if they like you, they'll tell somebody. If they don't like you, they'll send somebody's. That's been put on steroids with the social media platforms, hasn't it, now with what's called user-generated content?
Yeah, it really has. I mean, women, we would say, invented word of mouth. It's really the picket fence. It's face-to-face. And women really are good at it. They enjoy passing the good word about a business that does a good job by them. And women respond to that kind of honest testimonial from someone they know.
Mm-hmm.
But when you add the digital layer, and it's so easy just to click like, you know, that's a lot of the brands with their Facebook pages say, oh, just click like. And that supposedly is a substitute for a recommendation.
And not you're saying that's really not accurate. And is this upsetting women? Do you think they should be upset about this?
Well, I think they should be watchful. What happens is that, you know, women will extend that trust that they had in person to other women online, you know, because they feel, why would somebody recommend something that would be, say, harmful to a child,
right,
or not a good thing? So they're putting themselves out there to say, okay, well, a lot of people liked it, or they go on, let's say, TripAdvisor about a hotel and see good news or bad news, and they believe it. But how much of what we recommend online is a sincere recommendation? You know, how often do you just pass something along that somebody passed to you, and you don't even read it? Like, you might read the first sentence, you're like, oh, yeah, click on. And so we really, I think, need to start to question just how true word of mouth is.
Well, I've actually said
digital space.
I've actually said that as I look around online for things and I'm starting to pay more attention to the comments, I may just weigh the comments. Okay, 6 good, 4 bad. All right, so I'm going to go with it. Or vice versa, I don't go. You know, in other words, maybe I don't read the whole thing. I just look at, you know, would they recommend or not recommend? Maybe I'm trying to, you know, do that. And so what you're saying is the sometimes maybe, you know, maybe the real benefit of the word of mouth is lost in this, with all this technology.
Yeah, at least the depth of it. I think what we're getting now is more the sense of that's a nod. You know, a lot of people raise their hands real quick, say, yeah, that's okay. So I think take it that way. And as you said, for businesses to be aware that the consumers are doing what you just said, what, you know, looking at consistency. Mm-hmm. They see a bunch of opinions. They're not taking it just because it's on there. They're checking out multiple sites to make their decisions. So
right.
You have to work harder to get a big digital yes.
Well, the reason why I think what you're saying is important is because one of the things that I'm predicting is that in the future, every day that, I mean, really today to some degree, but in the future completely, your marketing message will no longer be able to have any semblance of manipulation. It will have to ring true with the user-generated content. And what you're saying is if we don't take the time to be a little more deliberate and a little more comprehensive in with our UGC, we might not be able to get the full impact of it. What do you think?
Well, yeah, and to be more transparent, what started to happen, and it's already a big deal in the mom blog universe, is
which I spend a lot of time in, by the way.
I'll bet you do. I mm-hmm. hope so, because you know moms are the biggest buyers of most of what businesses sell.
Exactly.
Yeah, and so if you are on there, though, you do find that there have been some bloggers and who are being appealed to by big companies who will send them on trips, who will send them products, who will, you know, take them into
conflict
their
of interest.
And it's one thing to say, I like a product because I sincerely paid for it, tried it, bought it, used it. It's another thing to say and not acknowledge it was given to me for free.
Wow.
And I am paid or
so
rewarded.
So somebody
or
recommends
recognized.
Somebody recommends something without disclosing that they have a conflict.
Exactly. Or that they're really being paid to do it. And so that's another kind
that.
Of, you know, they're creating content because they're writing how great this product is. And,
mm-hmm.
and you say, wow, moms love it. You say, well, do moms love it or did moms get paid to love it?
Right. Yeah. And even though she may be a mom in the way that you're saying mom, she really isn't. She's a professional.
Well, sure, she's a professional
yeah.
journalist or a professional
That's what I mean.
Reporter,
that's what
but
I mean.
Any reporter doesn't
she's no
get
longer.
Paid
she's
off.
No longer. I mean, the what you're saying is the user generated content we want is the amateur stuff, right?
Right. You're right. You really. I mean,
or if it is professional, full disclosure.
Sure. You want someone with good judgment.
Yeah.
You know, they're an amateur, perhaps as a you know, they're not a marketer. But
well,
they are in marketers in essence because the minute they start to write their message, they are almost like a commercial for that product.
This goes back to what I've been saying a long time now, Mary Lou, about all the information that we have. We all have to become more discerning consumers of all this information that's available to us. And that's kind
right.
of what
you
you're talking
become
about.
Become our own editors.
Give us your website mm-hmm. quickly. We're going to take a quick break. We'll get that after these messages. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.